The news and stories from racing's heartland. This is RSN's Racing Pulse.
Time now to have a chat to Patrick Payne because he's hoping to win a ticket into the Melbourne Cup on Saturday with Dunkell. How are you, Patrick?
Good, thanks, Michael.
How is Dunkell? What do you make of his run? It was probably, if you've been a little harsh, the worst run of his career in the Pakenham Cup.
Yeah, no, he seems fine. Probably the most likely scenario is just like the pressure of that race is pretty much like a junior going to seniors. He's been pretty much protected and you know, running all the easiest possible races, and maybe he's been babied a bit. So I just reckon like it was a bit of a tough sort of run race, and hopefully it'll hold him good stead for the future.
So he bounced through that well. Do you think he'll learn and grow up a bit from the run?
Yeah, he seems fine. He's pulled up really well. He's quite tough in that respect. But yeah, I just think that run will toughen him up a lot, and you know, he should benefit from that.
So, can he turn around the margin on a horse like Glentaneous on Saturday?
Well, he beat Glentaneous to start before, so sort of maybe tops and turvy. But I'm not sure. Like Glentaneous is a nice horse, and you know, he'd be suited by the 26 at Glentaneous, of course. But from our point of view, there's nothing wrong with Dunkell going into this race.
Is he better suited in a sit sprint type of affair rather than a brutally run race?
I wouldn't exactly say that. He's actually normally got good stamina, but he's actually quite a slow horse. If you see him like in a 1,000 metre trial, he's quite plain and looks quite ordinary because he can't run quick sectionals. But it's all about getting in his comfort zone. Like he'll stay all day if he can get comfortable. And in other races, he's been able to get really comfortable. He's had really good stamina. So I just think it's all about if he's too close to his red for too long, or too close to top for so long, he can't maintain a gallop. But I think if he gets comfortable on the weekend, he'll be no problem staying at all.
So what's your expectation this Saturday?
I'm expecting or more hoping for an improvement.
You wouldn't be surprised if he won, would you?
Oh, we'd never get ahead of ourselves. But as I said, like we're just, you know, I'd be just glad and grateful for an improvement on the last time.
If he does run top three, is it a job done? Do you press on to any other major races with him?
Oh, I think so. I think that's job done for him. Like he's still a young horse, immature horse, only 4 year old. So I don't think we need to sort of press him any longer. So we'll just hopefully that run will hold him good stead, and he'll toughen up from it. And you know, that's probably all he needs to do this preparation, I would have thought.
Does Flatter, your 2 year old, go around in the Breeders on Saturday?
Yep, we're keen to run her in the 1,200 metres up the straight. I think she'll run well up the straight. She's not that quick for the first half of the race, so that'll allow her to sort of not be too far back. But then she's normally quite strong late, which is. I would say that fits well for, straight race at Flemington.
How do you think that Tasmanian form will, I suppose, stand up? Is it a pretty strong race, do you think, down there?
Hard to know. The winner's a nice, strong horse. I think it's won 4 or 5 from 5. It's won every start, so it's pretty much unbeaten. And she's ran sort of, not too far from, she's probably second, third tier 2 year old at the moment. But her form in the past is sort of not too far away anyway, even if the Tasmania form doesn't measure up.
Do we see Jenny Jerome, another one who's been down in Tasmania on Saturday?
No, she's just a bit above herself. We'll just wait. There's a race for her next Saturday at Caulfield.
Okay. You got a couple of runners today as well. Tell us about Senor Bill that goes around in the first.
Yeah, I really like him. He's a big raw-boned 2-year-old, but shows good ability. Sort of, measured him up against a couple of handy horses here, so and he sort of held his own. So, really, really keen to see how he goes today.
He's been well supported, so the money's on. He was an impressive trial winner, so he's a pretty precocious 2-year-old.
Not appearance-wise. He's quite leggy and lean-looking, but very forward, very sound, knows his craft, and very genuine horse.
Okay. Are we telling people to have a bet today?
I couldn't put you off. No, I think it's sort of hard to know how he measures up against the other 2-year-old, but I'd be keen on him today and keen to follow him in the future.
You've got a first starter for the stable too, Zambezi Khan. We haven't seen her for a long time. How is she going?
She's going okay. She likes good ground. Whether these horses might be a little bit sharp for her, but, hopefully she's got a good preparation ahead.
All right, she's about 20-1 in race number 5. Gee, you've got a host of horses entered all over the Easter long weekend. Is there one or two that you're looking forward to seeing in action?
Not really. We're just trying to find weak races for them that, you know, if they come at Wakefield, their chances, but they're not better than the rest of them.
All right. Sounds like we play today. Oh, what about an update on Sione? How's she going?
Excellent. No, she's in great order. I thought she ran great first up, pulled up pretty well. So she'll go. She's racing on Saturday week at Caulfield as well.
Good on you, Patrick. Good luck today and over the weekend.
Good luck to you. Thanks.
Patrick Payne joining us there.